Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
They will sweep right over New York City today. Our Mac Rosenberg is tracking the storm. Mac, what's the latest?
And Tanya, the flooding pretty intense today down at the Jersey Shore in particular in places like Avalon and Stone Harbor. I spoke to someone who was in Avalon. He told me they got crushed with 4 to 5 hours of heavy rain, which inundated lower lying areas. He said it surprised many of the summer residents and tourists who are there. Faye has been making its way inland now after it ripped through the southern New Jersey shoreline this morning. Wildwood, Ocean City, Atlantic City were hit pretty hard. And now the tail end of it on the eastern side hitting the northern shore towns. Really all of Monmouth County feeling it this afternoon. Here in the city, there are 300 areas designated as prone to flooding.
Mostly in commercial areas where there's a lot of foot traffic and there may be a lot of debris that ends up on sidewalks and streets that we'll get into a catch basin. Those are the 300 what we call hotspots, and we've focused on them in the past couple of days just to make sure that they're all cleaned and functioning properly.
That's the city's Department of Environmental Protection Commissioner Vincent Sapienza. He says the forecasted 2 inches of rain in the city is doable for those catch basins, which they spent the morning cleaning out to deal with any flooding. Tanya?
Thank you, Mac. Shopping malls outside New York City can reopen today if their ventilation systems have been upgraded to meet new standards to prevent the spread of COVID-19. WCBS reporter Sean Adams has more.
A mixture of joy, optimism, and caution as malls reopen. Skip enjoys walking in the Palisade Center Mall in the early morning.
I understand that they did the whole workover on their ventilation system, so I'm not worried about it.
But he'll be careful. Dara worked at a social service organization with an office in the mall.
You want to be the first to know? Like, sure. I can't do it. I'm going to be giving my notice. I can't work in here.
She didn't feel comfortable being inside with coworkers. Dylan works at a clothing store. His advice for shoppers?
Don't go too crazy. Just be respectful. Respect the precautions, because this, yeah, if you're going to shop, just be respectful about it, yeah.
Anthony DiMaulo's family business, Backstage Boutique, is back in action.
I'm super excited. We've been closed for 5 months. The wait is finally over.
He says another few months, they would be out of business. At the Palisade Center Mall, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
Last weekend, 11 people were killed and more than 60 people wounded in New York City shootings. Mayor de Blasio calls it a big challenge and is promising action. More from WCBS reporter Rich Lamb.
The mayor vowed, "We will take back our streets in Harlem and all over our city, but we're going to do it from the ground up, focusing on young people."
Yes, of course, increased NYPD presence at hotspots, at key locations, more patrol officers on foot, in vehicles, but also more community presence, because that is the key to this.
Aisha Sekou of Street Corner Resources says, for instance,
"We will be occupying 143rd Street because it is a place where there's been a tragic shooting about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and then the shootings on the 4th of July. And we have to incorporate those folks in that neighborhood to become more active with helping us to prevent gun violence."
She says her group has noticed disputes escalate when people record what's happening on their phones, so they ask everyone to put away the cameras. then in some cases try to take a walk with the angriest person away from the scene. Rich Lamb, WCBS News Radio 880.
Now our forecast, meteorologist Bob Larson, we've been hearing about some intense rain in South Jersey.
It has been raining heavily over South Jersey, down northward into parts of central New Jersey, in fact up to Monmouth County, and the leading edge of the very heavy rain about to move into Staten Island or lift north across the rest of the city then over the next couple of hours. The leading edge of the rain itself now moving north across the Hudson Valley. It is now raining, albeit lightly, over much of southern Connecticut and lifting north from there. So we're going to be looking at rainy weather throughout the area this afternoon through the first part of tonight. Some of the rain quite heavy and turning quite windy as well as Tropical Storm Faye approaches. Temperatures today about steady, low tonight 72. But with Faye moving out of the area, we do look for improvement tomorrow. It'll be turning out partly sunny, very humid in the wake of SOAR. That means can't rule out a stray shower or thunderstorm popping up tomorrow afternoon at a high of 88, closer to 90 on Sunday. It's now 73 in West Hampton, 79 in Newburgh, 74 in Midtown. Temperatures steady this afternoon.
Stay informed. Stay connected. It's the All Local on WCBS. News on demand for your phone, computer, or smart speaker. Catch up on the news on your time. You can find the WCBS 880 All Local under the audio tab of WCBS880.com. Enable your smart speaker to play the news from WCBS 880 or simply subscribe wherever you get podcasts. Just search for the WCBS 880 All Local.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.